We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Amazon coming to New York, and Queen State Senator Michael Gennaris is taking a victory lap. Without any tax breaks or subsidies, Amazon will locate 1,500 employees in a 335,000-square-foot office in Hudson Yards. Gennaris says, we avoided a $3 billion bullet.
Amazon has selected New York as a place to be, unrelated to their contest or to the subsidies. They're coming here because they need to be here. Their competition is here. Google is growing here. Facebook is growing here. And Amazon couldn't sacrifice this talent pool to their competitors.
Senator Gennaris introduced legislation to ban secrecy clauses in economic development agreements, de-link state opportunity zone breaks from the federal tax code, and end insider dealing in the real estate industry. It's Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th. On this, the 78th anniversary of the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor by the Imperial Japanese Navy Air Service, there was a commemoration at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. And two Pearl Harbor survivors are in attendance. Mike Sugarman is too.
For most of us, it's a day that will live in infamy, in history.
It was terrible.
For Chick Galala, it's a day seared into memory.
Wave after wave after wave, it thought it would never end.
Now a spry 98, Battalion Sergeant Major Chick Galala was a 20-year-old just arriving at Pearl Harbor 78 years ago today.
Whoom, whoom, blasting all over the place. They said, what the hell's going on?
James Blakely was a cook on the USS St. Louis, one of the few men of color on the ship.
All hands, manual battle station. This is not a drill.
He is 100. They are among the dwindling number of survivors from that day in 1941, who today remember the 2,400 who didn't make it past that morning. They laid a wreath off the USS Intrepid along Manhattan's west side. Mike Sugarman, WCBS News Radio 880.
Two young women from Israel were mugged at an F train station in Midwood. This happened Thursday shortly after midnight.
Both the 20 and 21-year-old female victims were taken to Maimonides Hospital with cuts and bruises. Police say the attackers were carrying a knife and a taser. They got away with iPhones, pocketbooks, cash, and credit cards.
At CBS 2's Mark Liverman. Pictures and video of the assailants are on our website, WCBS880.com. Maybe you can help police catch them. Arson caused the Queen's abandoned building fire that killed three squatters. That was the determination of arson investigators who called the deaths homicides. It happened November 22nd inside an abandoned home at 110th Road near Farmers Boulevard in St. Albans. And the MTA began issuing violations to drivers caught on camera blocking the bus lanes for the M15, the M14, and B44 bus routes Friday. The first fine will cost you $50. It could go as high as $250 for successive violations over a 12-month period. Acting president of the MTA bus company, Craig Cipriano.
This program is not about collecting violations as much as about improving bus speeds, improving bus service, and bringing customers back to the bus system.
The MTA says 15,000 drivers were seen blocking bus lanes on the M15 and B44 routes alone. And the forecast now, here's meteorologist Frank Strait.
Well, Joe, well, we're looking at sunshine this afternoon, but it's cold out there, so it looks prettier than it really is just looking out the window. But if you don't mind the chill and the breeze, it's not too bad out there. 40 for the high, but the wind chills will stay in the 20s this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, quite cold, down to 26 in Midtown and mid-teens for the colder suburbs north and west of the city. For tomorrow, you'll see sunshine. It'll be a little bit milder, less wind as well, 44 for the high tomorrow. After that, a surge of warmth comes our way ahead of an approaching storm system Monday into Tuesday, but unfortunately also some rain comes with it. Both days look to be rainy, but we'll reach 57 for a high Monday, 60 Tuesday. Get much colder again after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.